Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's hour two. It is a Tuesday. We're live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. It is not a glamorous draft. I think there's one really first-round quarterback, Malik Willis. He feels like a mid to a later first-round quarterback, but there's something there. He's dynamic. It was funny. I think I said this yesterday on the show. When Lamar Jackson went late in the first round, there were questions about how refined was he and was he prepared. And I think he started for like 2 or 3 years and starred in the ACC. Malik Willis has played against two Division I teams. So, you know, it's you can play or you can't. And I think Malik Willis is a first-round talent. I also think he's really good at the podium, really good kid, really good at the combine, blah, blah, blah.
Lamar Jackson won the Heisman.
Yeah, so that you – that. But there, you know, everybody.
Not that that means you're automatically going to have wild success in the NFL, but I feel like he played the position enough.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's not a great first round. It's not. Yeah. Again, second, third, fourth. Everybody that I talk to in this space says, you know, mid second through mid fifth, you're going to run out of players at about the top of the fifth round. You're not going to have a lot of late draft gems. You're not going to find a Richard Sherman in the fifth or sixth round. But they always do.
I think this draft could be a sneaky one. We all keep talking about how there's no stars and, you know, everyone's going to get overdrafted. I mean, if I was in this draft, I would be like, okay.
Yeah. You're not going to get, I will say this, Kenny Pickett, the quarterback at Pittsburgh, to me, has the potential to be overdrafted. Just because I think he's I don't see it. I mean, I did during the season. I'm kind of like, okay, that's a good NFL quarterback. And maybe he is a lower tier one.
I think his success is very much going to depend on where he goes. Not that they all don't, but like he's not someone I think that could overcome some early turmoil.
Yeah.
Whereas Malik Willis has shown he at least has the raw talents that he can make some things happen, I think. So
right.
It's, you know, with quarterbacks, it always matters where you go. I would just if Kenny Pickett's going to have some success, he's going to have to go to a really stable place.
So in the NBA, the Celtics sweep the Nets, deserved all of it. I always joke about the NBA coach of the year. The NBA treats its coaches horribly. I mean, every time you win coach of the year, it just means you're 2 years away from being fired. That you think the NFL moves off their coaches. The NBA, not only does it move off its coaches, they have no power when they coach. Steve Kerr's in a very unique situation where he and the best player are really, really tight, and that they built a culture in San Francisco with Dre and Clay and Steph. Everybody's got Kerr's back. He can bark at him. It works. It's rare. So now everybody wants to get rid of Steve Nash in Brooklyn, and I do think he was outcoached. But Kevin Durant said, it hasn't been easy here.
Steve's been dealt a crazy hand the last 2 years, right? Had to deal with so much stuff as a head coach, first-time coach, and trades, injuries, COVID, just a lot of stuff he had to deal with. And I'm proud of how he just focused and his passion for us. And, we all, continue to keep developing over the summer and see what happens.
So I know Steve. He's one of the smartest guys that's ever played in the NBA. Super bright, quick learner. If you just take a step back, his first year, he dealt with injuries to both KD and Kyrie. This year, he had his second best player, couldn't play home games, and James Harden quit on the team. Both years got him to the playoffs. So outside of the Lakers, and maybe counting the Lakers, it's the highest maintenance team in the league. You got vax issues, you've got Ben Simmons issues, you got a player quit issue. No Lakers are quitting. It's a mess. Now, if you're Steve Nash's agent or Steve Nash, you can say, okay, find a comparable mess in this league. I got players quitting. I got players that won't play. I got guys that won't get vaxxed. I think the Lakers are all vaxxed, I think. In L.A., you could still have played. In New York, you couldn't. It's a mess. And he could make this argument. Last year, with no bench, no Kyrie, and no real size to match up with Giannis, they came within a foot of getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. Remember this play? Kevin Durant shoots that ball. We think it's a three. If this counts as a three, it's an inch. If that's a three, they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's ruled a two, appropriately ruled a two. So the argument for Steve Nash is, did he get outcoached in the Boston series? Yes, he did. Badly. But he's dealing with a lot. The Nets have no continuity. So you want to blow the staff up and do it again? KD likes him. I mean, I'll say this about Steve. Incredibly high emotional quotient. Like, he really has never, gone sideways with this mess. Think a little bit about Eric Spoelstra. So Eric Spoelstra worked in a tape room for years. Then he was on the bench and his assistant. And then he got the Miami job, and people are like, who's Eric Spoelstra? And with Dwayne Wade in his prime, in a bad division and a really weak conference, first 2 years with D. Wade, one and done. And the East was weak. One and done. Then he gets the best player in the world easily, LeBron, with Dwayne Wade, and they get a 25-10 guy, Chris Bosh, and they look like they get totally flummoxed in the finals against a one-star Dallas Maverick team. Nobody got fired. It's just like, do you think Spoelstra is smart? Yeah. Do you think he'll get better? Yeah. And today I'd make an argument Spoelstra is as good as any coach in the league. I mean, there's certainly my guys are all like, that's the guy. So, I mean, is Steve Nash smart? Yeah. Is Eric Spoelstra smart? Yeah. Can they get better? Yeah. Does Nash have the appropriate experience? No. But, this is a franchise. It's got no continuity. We talk about this with the Lakers all the time. Okay, fire Vogel. What are you on, your fifth coach in 12 years? I mean, at some point, you can keep blaming the coach. So, I mean, I kind of look at this stuff. It's not a very attractive job. The Celtics, attractive job. They don't run through coaches. You had a star in Jason Tatum who's just going into his prime. I've got Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. Those dudes play hard every night. And it's an organization that has a history of drafting well. Brad Stevens in the front office. You trust his brain power. So, I thought Nash got outcoached. Yeah, it was it was his second year. And I think the more experienced coach in Boston who'd spent more years on the bench, and by the way, he used to coach in Brooklyn, so knows all about KD. They attacked him the right way. But I don't know what Brooklyn's going to get. Because I got to tell you right now, you're going to inherit the Kyrie contract potentially, Ben Simmons, and That ain't great. I mean, I contend the only way to solve this is for Kevin Durant to go upstairs and come to a kind of a resolution with the owner and the GM and just say, we got to move off Kyrie. We just can't do this. I'm not going to do this again. I can't go into a season with Ben Simmons, question marks, and Kyrie's kind of lack of dependability. Can't do it. So that's where you're at. I will say this about the Sixers situation. It's kind of funny. So I like Philadelphia to win this series. I thought it was going to be at one point a sweep. And then they're, you know, Embiid's got a banged up thumb. And the questions are mostly about James Harden, what to do. Well, what's happened to James Harden is all the conversations now are becoming what James Harden used to be and what James Harden used to do. And we've got to be honest here. That's not what he is right now. He partied hard. He closed the nightclubs. And that's fine. He's got that right. He's also made, between shoe deals and contracts, about $300 to $400 million. He's good. He's got a scoring title. He's been like in the MVP conversation. Does he have an MVP? May not. I forget. I don't keep too much track. But I mean, he's had a great life. He is not the player he was a couple years ago, but he plays hard. He shows up. He gives you 18, and he can facilitate. But there's an argument to be made that's pretty clear that Tyrese Maxey, is an ascending player and really good, really fast, and has exploded since the trade deadline. Like, he didn't average much last year. He was really good early. Now he's exceptional. And we thought when Harden came over, it was going to be Joel Embiid 1 and then James Harden 1B. And what we're finding is James Harden this morning is the 3. Embiid's the 1. Maxey's the 2, and Embiid's the 3. And that's the reality of it. So if you kind of look at what Harden is, how you live your life will eventually catch up to you. Some age well, some age quickly. And, you know, I think we all, you know, Joel Embiid talked after the game, hey, I need more from James Harden. This kind of may be it. As Maxey is ascending, this may be it. 18.5 and facilitate. Here's Embiid.
I've been saying all season since he got here, you know, he just needs to be aggressive and he needs to be himself. That's not really my job. That's probably on coach to, you know, talk to him and tell him to, you know, take more shots.
You know, the other thing is, at his peak, we talk about this with Deebo Samuel, like he plays hard and the Niners lean into that physical style. James Harden at his peak was playing every night, ISO basketball, drawing contact to get to the free throw line. It was a physical game. He has a big kind of round body. Like, he liked the physicality. He wanted you. It's the opposite of the Ja Morant body. He would rather avoid contact. James leaned into it for like 7-8 years. And it just looks like he's aged really fast. So can they win with him being the third best player on this team? Yeah, I don't think it's the end of the world. I think the injury to Embiid concerns me more about Harden being the 3 on this team. That's what really concerns me. But Maxey has become really good, really fast. He's exploding. And right now, he's there too. And it's not close. Like, he's there too. He's a better defensive 2. He's a twitchier 2. He's a more athletic 2. He's a more energized 2. And right now, he's scoring like a 2. Greg Olson around the corner.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5, that's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, Start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
USFL action continues with a Saturday doubleheader on Fox. At 4 Eastern, the Tampa Bay Bandits take on the Houston Gamblers, and the Birmingham Stallions battle the New Orleans Breakers.
Greg Olsen, 14 years in the NFL, multiple-time Pro Bowler, first tight end in NFL history to get three straight 1,000-yard receiving seasons. He is now a podcaster and a Fox Sports NFL analyst. He is joining us. So, by the way, you just had my buddy Russell Wilson on a podcast. So I contend the Stafford thing worked magic fast, Brady pretty fast. I think Russell Wilson is going to work in Denver like lightning quick. Tell me I'm wrong. What do you make of it?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think, first of all, I love Nathaniel Hackett. I think he's an absolute stud. I got to know him a little bit from his time in Green Bay, and then I connected with him again a few weeks back down at the owners meeting. The way he sees the game, the way he wants to play offensive football, you bring in a guy like Russ, and it's a perfect marriage. It's a perfect match in kind of how they see the game and how they want to their identity of the offense and just the identity of the team. And that's really what Russ has been searching for. You know, he wants to be a quarterback-driven team, a quarterback-driven offense, a pass-driven offense, and he's going to get his chance. So, I mean, you mentioned those other guys that, you know, changed sceneries and took great careers and even elevated them, Stafford and Brady. And there's no reason to think – I'm with you. There's no reason to think that Russ can't have a similar first year and, you know, rattle off, you know, a really successful kind of second chapter out there in Denver.
You know, Greg, we've had housing bubbles and stock market bubbles and tech bubbles. And I look at the wide receiver payments over the last couple of months and I think, do we have a wide receiver bubble? You know, Jags, Dolphins, you know, some of these teams that have not been brilliantly run. Whereas Green Bay and Kansas City are like, nah, we're not going to pay that for a wide receiver. And part of me just instinctively is like, you know, the Raiders paid a lot and the Jags and the Dolphins and the Giants have paid a fortune. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be cynical, but do you think it could be a little bit of You know, you watch Burrow and Stafford in the Super Bowl, and everybody's like, man, it's these offenses. We got to keep up. Are we in a wide receiver bubble, maybe a tad?
You know, I think what teams are seeing is if they feel like they don't have the top tier, right, the Mahomes, the Rodgers, you know, to two teams who just let their number one receiver just walk, you know, in Tyreek and Devontae Adams. I think some teams that when you feel like you have Patrick Mahomes and you have Rodgers and you almost feel like you can get away with maybe having maybe a slightly, you know, one step down from the quote unquote elite top guy because the quarterback is so good. He can elevate the play around them. You know, you mentioned Jacksonville, they kind of went crazy and threw the whole wide receiver market kind of out of whack, which is what's made Deebo Samuel and Tyreek and all these guys want new money. You know, they're trying to say, okay, we might not have that marquee guy, or maybe we have a young quarterback who we're not paying a lot, like in Jacksonville. We can afford for a few years to maybe overspend on talent around the quarterback to elevate the play of the quarterback. And then if you're, you know, the idea is you want to be one of the marquee teams with Aaron Rodgers or Brady, where that quarterback elevates the play of everybody else around him, and you don't necessarily have to pay top dollar for every skill position in the huddle. So I think that's kind of the two issues that you're seeing play out and why some franchises are taking one approach and others that don't have Brady and Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes taking another. What people are finding, though, I heard your thing when you talked about in Miami, and I think it's a perfect example. If you have Tua and he's a completion guy, short passes, get the ball out of his hand, what do you need? You need run after the catch. So they say, all right, who's the best run after catch, most dynamic guy with the ball in his hand? You know, you'd say Deebo Samuel's in that picks. And of course, you know, Tyreek Hill, they go out, they trade five picks for him. It elevates the play of the quarterback that they have coming back. So I think there's circumstances of the team and the organization that dictates why certain teams take different approaches.
Take me into the mind of a pro athlete. So as a tight end, you were a blocker. And that can limit your future. You get hurt by about year 7, 8. You got injuries. So Deebo Samuel, it was a little bit erratic. He could be good. He could disappear. And the Niners are like, listen, we want to make him productive every Sunday. So we're going to also implement him into our run game and passing. And he becomes way more consistent and he pops. But he's sitting there thinking, I take a lot of hits. You take me into the mind of a pro athlete and Deebo Samuel now thinking, I know it's better for the team, but it's not better for me. Is that selfish? Do you understand how he thinks? Your takeaway.
Yeah. You know, I'd be curious how, if Deebo got the contract that he wants, right? He wants to be paid like a top tier wide receiver, not necessarily a top tier running back. Although, you know, McCaffrey and Kamara, those guys, yes, the top tier running backs do make good money, but they're not making wide receiver money. So first and foremost, if I'm him, it's like years back when Jimmy Graham and even this year, there was conversations about whether Gesicki down in Miami would challenge, you know, the franchise number of a tight end versus the franchise number of a wide receiver. Because of the different roles they played within the offense. If I'm Deebo, I want to make sure that the 49ers don't try to attach a contract to me that's more running back than it is wide receiver, because as we said before, the receiver market is just exploding. Now, if he could get paid like a receiver, I don't think he would have any issues. And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think he has any issues with his usage. Guys like him, they want the ball. So whether it's a short little screen or a toss in the backfield or a traditional handoff, him with the ball is in everybody's best interest, him, the team, everybody. But he just wants to make sure that, okay, if you're going to line me back up there at running back and I'm going to run between the tackles and you're going to toss me the ball, you're not going to pay me like one. You're still going to pay me like a wide receiver. And if you do that, I'll line up anywhere. To me, that's the mentality. And, you know, now whether that's his exact approach or whatnot, I haven't seen him really complain about his usage as much as my understanding is more, he doesn't want the team to pigeonhole him and say, well, you're kind of a more of a running back than you are a traditional Devontae Adams type receiver. I think that's the sticking point that they're going to have to figure out. But if they get that part right, I don't think he's going to have any issue lining up wherever Shanahan wants him.
So Green Bay is a really good team, but they are not, they don't stack up at the wide receiver spot nearly as much as the teams like the Rams or the Buccaneers in the NFC or several AFC teams. And so they're going to have to find somebody in the draft. They got Amari Rodgers last year at a Clemson. He just didn't do much. You tell me, go back to your rookie year in the NFL. Can you expect, because they also want a tight end, by the way. There's rumors they want Darren Waller. You tell me if the Packers use a first-round pick and they get a tight end or they get a wide receiver. Go back to your rookie year. How much can you expect I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I've seen trust issues. Like, you know, like he's going to wait for you to prove that you can, he can rely on you. Can they solve their issues in the draft, do you think?
Well, first off, if they somehow pull it, I don't know why the Raiders, why Vegas would allow this, but if they could somehow snatch Darren Waller out, that's a game-changing move. I mean, he's a tight end, but he is one of those big body. He's playing receiver. He's running routes. He's not going to maybe be Davante Adams necessarily production-wise and movement-wise. He's a bigger body and whatnot. But I'll tell you what, Rodgers and LaFleur would have a blast trying to build an offense with that guy in it. He's an absolute stud. He's, as I told you at TEU last year, we had all the top tight ends from around the country, from around the league and everybody. He was the most physically impressive guy I've seen in a long time. Just his body, the way he ran. So first off, if they somehow pull that off, which I don't know why the Raiders would allow it, but if they did, that would go a long way into, you know, filling that void. Excuse me. But I think to that point about being a rookie, I don't know, unless you got the Calvin Johnsons of the world and just the Randy Moss and those really generational type receivers, I think it's hard to expect a rookie, especially where Green Bay is going to draft, to come in and replace Davante Adams from a production standpoint. I just don't think it's something you can hang your hat on and count on. Transitioning, let alone playing with Aaron Rodgers, who's, like you said, he's going to want things done a certain way. He's very hard on his guys. It took Davante Adams a long time to kind of earn that trust.
Yeah.
You know, he was more of a Jordy Nelson guy, Randall Cobb, and then Davante kind of came along slowly. So I think it could be the answer long term. Whether that's going to be the immediate kind of replacement of a guy like Davante Adams, I'm not quite sure if that's realistic.
By the way, go back to your draft day. Was it nerve-wracking?
Oh, so I always tell people my last draft, my draft was the last year that they had, you know, 20 minutes between draft picks. So I got drafted 31st overall back, you know, so there was no prime time first round then. So it was on Saturday afternoon. The first pick started at noon. So they take Jamarcus Russell and Calvin Johnson and Adrian Peterson, all the kind of usual suspects that everybody predicted were going to go. And then you start getting into the middle of the draft, which is kind of where you were rumored to go. And it's just 20 minutes in between, 20 minutes in between. It takes an hour for three picks. So you do the math. You're the 31st pick. It was dinner time before I got selected. And it was, fortunately, since then, they've changed the time, the clock in between. But it was a long day. It was a stressful day. And at the end of it, all you wanted just, you don't want to be the guy that left school early and went in the second round. So fortunately, that didn't happen to me.
Good
but
stuff.
I was close.
Yep. Fox Sports NFL analyst and a great one, Greg Olson. Great seeing you again, my man. Oh, by the way.
Appreciate it, guys.
Bud Light, NFL draft. He's working with Bud Light. Any fan 21 or older, if you correctly predict every first round pick, you win $15 million. If you can do that, we'll hire you.
How many could you get?
Six. And I love it. Six.
I think you can get more than that.
Eight. See, I would take Sauce Gardner number two. I would take Hutchinson. I would take the corner number two, so I'd screw it all up because I think that's the second best player I saw.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, take a shot at it. Go all online. Right. Go to BudLight.com/perfectdraft. Take a shot. You can be even richer.
Greg, good seeing you, bud.
All right, see you, buddy.
I should do that tomorrow. I should predict one. I tell you, I would take the Michigan kid, Aiden Hutchinson. I take Sauce Gardner, and then all bets are off.
I think you would get a decent amount of the top 15, right? Because there's not teams that are trying to move up.
So what we don't have is the star quarterback,
right?
Even Malik Willis, who I like, many would wait for him. So without that, I think what we have is two things going on. A lot of bad teams with two picks who would like to trade down, but good teams don't want to trade up. So that's going to limit draft trades and movement.
Okay. You want me to give you the top 10?
All right. Give me the top 10 right here. All right.
Jacksonville.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Detroit.
See, now I would go. I know they whiffed. Jeff Okuda from Ohio State didn't work. I would take the corner. You're in a division with Justin Jefferson and Aaron Rodgers. I want a corner. I'd go Sauce Gardner.
But what do you think Detroit's going to do?
I don't have any idea. Yeah. I think Detroit's a fascinating team because last year they hit a home run at receiver and at left tackle, and previously they've hit a home run at running back and tight end, and I think Goff is fine for the next 2 years. So everybody's got Detroit thinking about, I think Detroit, I told you this, I think Detroit should go all defense. I think.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think they should go get. And then,
if we're playing the game, if you're predicting, then you got to remove what you would do, or what's reasonable.
So you want me to do a top 10? What I think they would do. So you want me to get in the head of Dan Campbell, who's chewing kneecaps?
Well, yeah, that's what Greg's talking about. If you're gonna predict the perfect one, it's not what you would do.
I don't think I could get in the top 10. I don't think I can get more than one right, maybe two. I'm serious.
Okay, so you're not sure about Detroit. Houston.
Oh, boy. Houston, I would take the tackle from NC State. Jets, I would think about taking the end rusher from the kid from Georgia, Trayvon Walker, and then a Giants, again, Giants, I would think about taking another tackle, maybe the Evan Neal from Alabama. Carolina, I would consider going quarterback here.
I think Carolina's going to take Malik Willis.
Well, I think not that he plays the same style as Darnold, but he can move around a lot. And so you could implement in Matt Rule's an offensive guy. I could implement him into some of our offensive sets. And then the Giants again.
See, it's tough because Detroit has Goff, but could also still take a quarterback, even though Dan Campbell's saying they're not.
They have so many needs.
I'm with you.
Defensive side.
Unless New York pulls a fast one, but they are saying that they're sticking with Daniel Jones.
So the other thing to consider is Carolina's got a very temperamental, he's very Steve Ballmer. He wants to win now. Matt Rule's an offensive coach. If Matt Rule could sell him on the fact that, listen, I can take this kid from Liberty. Nobody has film on him. I can put him in along with Darnold. If Darnold has a history of getting hurt, we're going to present stuff nobody's seen.
But also, if you take Malik Willis and the owner is on board, that kind of buys you at least another 2 years.
You would think. It's a big game, Joy. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
It's fun, though. I mean, it is fun. Go to BudLight.com and / whatever it was, draft, perfect draft.
It is hard this year,
though. Yeah, it's fun. I mean, this is my, this draft is not as star-studded, but I've been on mock drafts for the last 2 months.
So Deebo Samuel made waves last week when he surprisingly requested a trade out of San Francisco. John Lynch was asked about Deebo's future with the team yesterday at a pre-draft media conference, and it sounds like he has every intention of keeping Deebo.
I can't ever imagine, you know, wanting to move on from Deebo. You put yourself through the exercises of, you know, even though we don't have a first-round pick, you have to be thorough in this process and prepare for everything. And so you go through and do that. He's just too good of a player. So we've got nothing but love for him and nothing but appreciation for what he's bought. But you just don't let guys like that walk.
Well, I mean, they have the leverage right now. They don't have to trade Deebo.
No, and, yeah, I mean, you do have to think about your division. The Rams now play with the confidence of a champion, and to get where you want to be, which is home playoff games, you got to get through the Rams. My concern, like, I think if I was San Francisco, I would rather keep him. I was talking to Bill Polian about this. He said, I would keep Deebo, and then I would just draft heavy defense because I need to make my defense cheaper. He goes, like, the bottom line is if you draft well, this is what the Rams do. When you draft well, you can pay Bobby Wagner, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Allen Robinson. But you have to draft
well. But also, are they going to pay? Here's the issue again with Deebo. Deebo, we've now seen what he can do rushing, right? He doesn't want to be in that position. But he wants to be paid like he's playing both positions. So I'm for everybody making all the money they want to make.
Yeah.
But if I'm a team and I'm going to pay you what you're asking for, I want you to do both positions.
Well, the other thing is they're not great at quarterback, so they need Deebo more. I mean, if they had Aaron Rodgers, it's a whole different ballgame. But they don't, you know, Brandon Ayuk has not been as good as they thought. He's fine, but he's inconsistent. So it's tough. I would shop around and I would take calls, but boy, it'd be a bad night. If I traded him, that is a bad drive home.
Well, the Packers are continuing to look for a top target to replace Devontae Adams. And according to some reports, Green Bay is interested in trading for Darren Waller. Well, Green Bay would be interested in trading for Darren Waller.
The whole league.
The question, yeah, who wouldn't want Darren Waller? The question is, why would the Raiders give up Darren Waller?
He's not a big cap hit. He's a $7 million cap hit. You can't let go of superstars that are small cap hits.
Well, Waller was reportedly included in the Devontae Adams trade, but had to be removed due to an NFL rule about trading a franchise tag player who has yet to sign their deal. So it's not that it's impossible, but you'd want to hang on to Darren Waller. Derek Carr shot this rumor down on Twitter, the newly sold Twitter, which is now a space for free speech, for those of you guys who don't understand what that means. tweeting with his free speech Twitter, LOL, no chance. Now, he missed six games, Waller did last year, knee and back injuries and COVID. Those are the only games he's missed in his Raiders career, excluding the first week after being signed from the Ravens.
He is a dominant top two player at his position in the league, top two or three.
I think their offense changes if they don't have Darren Waller.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Waller's great. Hunter Renfro's maybe the best slot guy in the league. Devontae's great. Derek Carr, I've always liked him way more. They have the left tackle and Colton Miller. Their issue in the draft is center to the right tackle. They got to get better, and they got to make some changes defensively. But
the Raiders are wildly interesting to me this
year. And I watched a lot of Raider games last year. I probably watched 12 of them. They were in crazy games.
They were in wild games. Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
They're going to have a stable year, we're assuming. They're really interesting to me. So the Nets roller coaster of a season ended last night in tragedy, getting swept in the first round by the Celtics.
Can you imagine being a Celtic fan and hearing you were going to lose that series? And then Boston feels pretty good about itself today.
They should, but also not in any way to defend Kyrie or KD, because you can't get swept in the first round. But they were a 7 seed. Kyrie did choose not to play home games this season. They didn't have a lot of depth in defense. It's not you're now seeing why having a complete team matters. It's still a team game when everything is said and done.
Yeah.
It's about the stars, and stars are crucially important, and we tend to pick stars in these series, but you still have to have a complete team. Well, in a post-game statement, Kyrie told everyone of his intention to exercise his player option and remain with Brooklyn next season, and he plans to keep calling shots with the Nets.
Oh, good. Great.
I don't really plan on going anywhere. So, you know, this is, like I said, this is added motivation for our franchise to be at the top of the league for the next few years. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to the summer and just building with our guys here. When I say I'm here with Kev, I think that it really entails us, you know, managing this franchise together alongside Joe and Sean and just our group of family members that we have in our locker room and in our organization.
That's guy on the internet that wants to tell you all about the world, global affairs,
economies. It's the guy on the internet that wants to tell me that that freedom of speech is being able to say whatever you want with no consequences instead of it being...
Yeah. What it is.
Freedom from government persecution.
Yeah, it's guy on the internet's got all the answers.
I got all the answers guy. Yeah. When you don't, and the evidence of that is you got swept in the first round of the playoffs. So, look, I'm disappointed that the Nets didn't go further. I wanted to see the Nets. I'm disappointed in this entire Nets experiment from the beginning.
I wanted to
see KD, Kyrie, and Harden play together.
They were the Joker. They were Darth Vader. The NBA has a bunch of nice guys. They had no villain. This was the villain.
They were absolutely the villain, and you saw that in the reaction to them getting swept.
Everybody loved it.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
But what do you do moving forward? Because I don't think what anyone wants, I don't know how much everyone really, you know, you got conspiracy tinfoil hat guy, which is lovely, and like that's, you know, they're pushing for Kyrie, and that's great. And Kyrie is still an incredible player, but not a winning player. That's obvious. Like, at the end of the day, what are the results? We can talk all about and, like, fantasize and put it together, all this fantasy basketball stuff. What is the actual results? It's the same thing with Ben Simmons. Not a winning player. No evidence of it. Evidence. I need facts. Science. What is it?
Yeah.
Not this fantasy you've created in your mind. I want to see what happens in real life. We have seen no success in this situation. Yeah. Winning a couple of playoff series is not success for the expectations you should have for the talent level on this team.
Yeah.
So what do you do moving forward? getting a new coach is not going to solve the situation, even though I think Steve Nash's was entirely over his head. And clearly inexperienced, not qualified, and it showed.
Yeah.
Just whatever he did as a player is irrelevant. Coaching is a completely different situation.
Yeah.
It's a different job. And there's a lot of failures and a lot of blame pie to go around. At the end of the day, I'm all for pushing the envelope, trying different things, experimenting, let's bring in this person, do different things. But if it fails, you can't keep doing that.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why everyone has jobs. Delegating is very important. When you look at successful organizations, when you look at successful companies, they delegate. Everybody can't have a whole assignment to them. And then when they continue to fail at it, you keep giving them that chunk of responsibility. It's what happened with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Kawhi, LeBron, KD, Kyrie. Not in the playoffs.
Yeah. It's a pretty good indication. I've said this before. I'm not shut up and dribble guy. I want my athletes to have big, broad lives.
Of course not.
But I don't want my coaches drafting players. Pete Carroll, Belichick. They have too much power. They've had bad drafts for like seven. New England finally, Belichick acknowledged, I make too many mistakes in drafting. Gave it to the scouts, and last year they had three hits. Mac Jones, the Alabama kid, and the running back from Oklahoma. They had three hits. It was like Belichick. It's very hard. Randy Moss tried to play basketball. Roy Jones tried to play hoops. Michael Jordan tried to play baseball. It's virtually impossible to be great at two things, like truly, absolutely great. You cannot be a great coach and the best GM in the league. You cannot in the NFL, and you cannot be a great player and also an expert on all personnel. Do you go home at night and watch tapes of Dusseldorf shooting guard?
Are you putting together the scout? No, you're not. You're not doing that. I do think that if they're going to have any success, there needs to be a major adjustment, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Endless hot water, choose Navien. TanklessMadeSimple.com, 15-year warranty. Never runs out because they only heat it when you need it. So everybody always gets sensitive about the Wunderlich scores, and I've never really cared too much about the Wunderlich scores except at quarterback. And they are out, and they're good news for a lot of quarterbacks. Malik Willis got a 32, a Sam Howell 34. Not great for Kenny Pickett or Matt Corral at UMass. Kenny Pickett and Willis are who I'm going to talk about here. Kenny Pickett got a 17. That's not what you want to be. Malik Willis, who I think will go in the first round, got a 32. You want to be somewhere 27 to 33, 35, 27 or above, you're good. You know, I worry about low 20s. I really worry about a quarterback being in the teens. I don't really care about Wunderlich for any other position. But we know the best quarterbacks in the history of this sport. They're not the most talented. With Tom Brady, Drew Brees, you know, Joe Montana, a lot of them aren't first rounders. A lot of them aren't second rounders. They're not the tallest or no, they're not. So what does that mean? Well, there's a lot of factors to be a great quarterback. Like, you know, at wide receiver, one of the factors that can really help is he runs well. Like, but quarterback, you know, as long as you have the requisite arm talent to just make the throws, then there's a million things that matter. And I've always said, really a key in the NFL, if you look at all the great ones, what the really great ones overwhelmingly have, not all, but most, they process stuff really quickly. The game has fewer and fewer huddles. Can you get stuff, you know, like Mahomes admitted, you know, the light came on at the end of year two. Russell Wilson admitted, yeah, the light came on year three. The game's fast, really, really fast. And it's faster now because there's fewer huddles, more plays, more offensive coaches. They demand more. So the question is, can you process stuff really fast? I worry, and I said this, I didn't love Kenny Pickett at the podium. I didn't think he was very good during the combine. I'm like, I don't like what I'm hearing. And I said, I like Malik Willis. He's the podium matters to me. Baker Mayfield's bad at the podium. It has been established. Brady's been 23 years perfect at it. It's not happenstance. Is that Brady understands the fundamental CEO nature of being a quarterback. Baker, I contend Baker's a linebacker that plays quarterback. He's all emotion. On the personality scale, he's an 8, as they call it. He's all emotion. Very impulsive. Going to do it. That's not great at the podium. Sometimes you got to fall on a sword, eat it for the team. So when I see these Wunderlich scores, I'm sorry, I disagree with all the experts. I think they matter for quarterbacks. Not everything. Not a huge thing. It's something. It's something. I don't want my quarterbacks in the teens. I don't love it. Don't love it. I want them 26 up. Nah. And again, I say this all the time. Nothing is everything. Everything's something. It's something. And so this is more good news for Malik Willis. And by the way, there's another story this morning. And my guys, my scouts, they like Malik Willis. My scouts think Kenny Pickett's a deep second, mid third round quarterback. Somebody will reach, not a first round quarterback. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, said Monday, multiple coaches have told him Malik Willis, only quarterback in this class with true NFL traits. I've watched them all play. That's what I think. I thought Kenny Pickett during the year, I kept watching him saying, okay, that works. I do think Kenny Pickett can play in the league. But as Joy said earlier, I don't think he can elevate a bad situation. It's very Daniel Jones. If he gets the wrong GM, the wrong O-line, it's over. It's just not going to work. Malik, I think, could get through some of that stuff because he's so dynamic the way he pushes the ball down the field. And I do think Carolina at six makes sense. But, you know, don't really care about Wunderlich. A little bit with quarterbacks. A little bit. Tiny. Kind of. Just a little bit. All right. Greg Olson, Kyle Hamilton down. Hour number three. It's been fun today. Show's moving. Draft is Thursday. All right. Again, the downside to that, no alcohol. Total clarity. Thursday draft day. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.